While at his Shawinigan Lake cabin, Dan Stephenson was plotting out a list of the things he wanted to accomplish in the year ahead. As he remembered how the nearby portion of the Trans-Canada Trail had just been repaired, the seasoned marathoner thought it'd be fun to trek from his cabin all the way to the BC legislature. Knowing it'd be a long haul to do by himself, Stephenson posed the idea to his running group and, after some persuasion, convinced about a dozen to join him on the 58-kilometer route. A few years later, the For No Good Reason Ultramarathon marks its third installment on Saturday, September 14. The hare-brained idea has turned into a rewarding experience for Stephenson as he's gotten to see people run further than they ever had before. The first year saw each of the 12 participants run record distances. "That's a really emotional moment because it's something you probably never thought you could do," Stephenson said, noting the runners stay together the entire time and share in those achievements. The day begins with Stephenson's family serving breakfast to participants at his cabin before the group dips their toes in the water at the north end of the lake and sets off. The 8-hour route takes the pack of runners to the Kinsale Trestle, then onto the Trans-Canada Trail and down to Geordie Lund Bike Park. From there, they head towards Royal Roads University and hop onto the Galloping Goose Trail before the E&N rail path brings them into their Victoria Harbour destination. Stephenson's family members are also set up at several checkpoints where the long-distance trekkers can refuel, patch up or even bow out if they've hit their limit. Stephenson said the three stopping points provide a safe way for runners to push themselves. "What I've found over time is that doesn't encourage people to quit, it encourages people to keep going," the organizer said. "I just watched them go through that journey of believing in themselves and understanding they could go one more stop. It's common for runners crossing a marathon's finish line to lament how they'll never do it again, but Stephenson said it doesn't take long for them to start thinking about how they want to go faster or further. The mindset of an ultra runner is eventually the grueling run becomes so profound that literally every step you take is another accomplishment. I think that kind of mental journey is what really appeals to people who run long distances." While his 34 marathons have been focused on speed, the goal of Saturday's event and all the other ultras Stephenson has taken part in is doing it together with his fellow runners. "The celebration is that we all got to the finish line, not that you got to the finish line." Those interested in taking part in the For No Good Reason Ultramaration can contact the Capital City Run crew.